Welcome once again to another English Pen Twitter competition. This is actually take four of the recording. We were talking so much about translation and the work that Pen does that we ran out of time. So we're trying again. I'm Rob, I'm the campaigns manager here at Pen and the architect, the genius, the mountebank behind the Twitter competition. I'm delighted to be joined here today by Emma Cleave, who runs our Writers in Translation programme.
Hi Rob, might I just add that it's a pleasure to be here with the English Pen's resident genius.
Thank you very much. The prize today, we've got 10 copies of Beauty and the Inferno by Roberto Saviano. Tell us why that's the prize today.
Well, this book is a book that we've supported through our Writers in Translation programme here at Pen. And Pen, as you know, as I hope all of our new followers know, supports the freedom to read and the freedom to write, also the freedom to speak, and also believes that literature knows no frontiers. And this is a big thing of the Writers in Translation programme. We believe that literature knows no frontiers, and we strive to support publishers in promoting books that, in translation, like Roberto Saviano's new book, Beauty and the Inferno, that was published earlier this year. Mm-hmm. That's why it's up for grabs.
And when's the deadline for the next round of awards if publishers want to apply?
For publishers, the next call out for submissions will be in August, mm-hmm. and the deadline will be in September. We'll announce after that for books published next year. That's January to July 2012.
Great. And there's something else happening in September. Very quickly, tell us what that is.
Yes, on the 30th of September, we've got International Translation Day coming up, and that'll be at the Free Word Centre. And we'll also be launching our final report for the Global Translation Initiative, which will be a very exciting report featuring think pieces or reflective essays by key thinkers within the translation world on not only the barriers to literary translation, but also ways and means of overcoming these barriers and getting more translation and translated literature into print.
Fantastic. Right, we've got a minute and a half to select the winners.
Okay.
That's the rustling of the printing out of all the Twitter followers and retweeters today. We've actually picked out five. I'll go to begin with, kick it off. The first winner is Harry Small.
Next up we have Katie C.
Congratulations, Katie C. There's another Katie, Katie Goats. Your winner number three.
Next up we have another K, but Kim Mansell, who's management trainee specialising in marketing and communications, and her career ambition is to be a journalist.
Perhaps she'd be inspired by Saviano's book. The next prize is Rachel Medhurst.
And next we have Peter Christian.
Okay, the next one is Kelly Hockings. I've been married nearly 5 years and have four kids, two handsome boys and two gorgeous girls. Congratulations, Kelly.
And next it's Susan Ball, grandmother of four, and she loves holidays and eating out.
Fantastic. The next winner is Natkins89, or Nate, who says, another cup of coffee.
And then we have got Jenny Snyder, the Gateway One.
Fantastic. So those are our 10 winners.
I've got one more.
Oh.
Oh, no, I haven't. Sorry, no.
No, you haven't. Those are 10 winners, but there is time, as is tradition, for a bonus winner who will win an English Pen mug. So if we have another rustle and you pick another winner for us.
Is this my...
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, one more.
And the winner is... I love Philip. there's no name on it. Is it just...
Yeah, it's MSA6LHUM, Stabilising the Nation with Legalisation.
Very good.
I think they might even be in Bahrain. We'll see if we can get the Pen mug out to you in Bahrain. So congratulations to... Yeah, congratulations to our 10 winners. Thanks to Quercus Book and Macalhost Press for donating the prize. And thanks to Emma for telling us about the Writers in Translation programme.
And thanks to Roberto Saviano.
And thanks to Roberto Saviano
great book.
As well.
And to you, Rob, of course.
And to me, yeah. You will hear another podcast of this ilk in 1,000 followers' time when we reach 5,000 followers. So thanks for playing, everyone, and we'll see you next time.